The Justice Department this week began its investigation into the leak by Bush administration officials of a CIA agent's name to the media. The department will start interviewing administration officials in a matter of days. Earlier, I spoke with Milt Bearden. He spent 30 years working for the CIA about the importance of maintaining cover. Hello, Milton Bearden. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Welcome to the sunshine, I guess.
Good to be with you.
You were undercover for a long time. How big a deal is it if someone leaks the name of a CIA agent?
Until 1982, when that law passed, the Intelligence Identities Protection Act, it became almost a sport to out us. You know, it got one of our station chiefs killed in Athens, Richard Welch, in 1975. Finally, a law was passed that made it a felony. But it's the suggestion that all of a CIA officer's sources are imperiled if he or she is compromised by someone, her name or his name, is a bit of a stretch.
In this case, you're saying that naming this CIA officer, if you will, this is not putting her life in danger.
It could put her in danger, because if she were to be traveling abroad as the CIA person and it's something that is out there, then that absolutely puts her in danger, because this is a new world. Now, just being compromised as the person and made something of a famous CIA personality, this woman is endangered if she steps out of the United States of America, and that's why the law is valid.
I wonder how secret CIA agents really are these days anyway. That is, if you're living in a neighborhood around Washington, D.C. and going to work every day at the CIA, don't your neighbors, where do they think you're going every day?
There's always that. I mean, you know, the whole thing of cover, it doesn't fit into American culture and American society. You know, at some point, let's say I'm allegedly working for the Pentagon and I get up in the morning and drive by some poor guy standing up to his knees in snow who's waiting for the bus to go to the Pentagon, and I'm not really going to the Pentagon. And, you know, I mean, at what point do people begin to say, hey, what is this? But it's intensely important now, where people are being paid by other people to knock off CIA people, your cover becomes important. Additionally, you've raised the legitimate question of how good is cover. Well, cover isn't really very good, okay? Having said that, it would seem to me that the people in the White House would be the least we would expect to add to the erosion of cover of somebody. The debate on whether this woman, Joe Wilson's wife, was an operative or what is neither here nor there. She obviously was undercover. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been crime report sent to the U.S. Department of Justice. It's not a question of whether she was undercover. Of course she was. And whether or not she was an analyst undercover or a case officer undercover is neither here nor there, and particularly since it does appear there are a lot of people that one can believe that are claiming that the White House was behind this leak, and for what reason? I mean, God, it gets down to such pettiness and viciousness that I can't understand it.
Milton Bearden, who spent 30 years with the CIA, is the co-author of The Main Enemy, The Final Showdown Between the KGB and the CIA. Mr. Bearden, thank you.
You're very welcome.